Chapter 16, The Plan. The day was cool as the travelers continued west, and it helped to ease irritable dispositions. It had been almost 3 weeks since they had departed Grey Mountain, but Evercloud felt like it had been a lifetime. He walked silently and listened to White Claw and Riverpaw debate. "You don't fear humans," White Claw said to his son, "because you have never had the misfortune of being hunted by them."
"I still don't see why we should fear them," Riverpaw shot back. "We are bears. Humans fear us. So they won't want to anger us by being aggressive if we make it known we're friendly."
"There are things you're not taking into account, Riverpaw," White Claw said. "For instance, we don't speak to humans, do we?" It was an unwritten law throughout the animal kingdoms that speaking to humans was forbidden. All animals were told the tragic stories of what happened when the rule wasn't obeyed. Even Evercloud had heard them. It seemed most humans had an insatiable curiosity to know everything. Yet when they were unable to figure something out, they labeled it as evil and became aggressive against it. This was the overwhelming theme of every story. Of course, the bears had hoped they might be able to change these circumstances with Evercloud as ambassador, but that plan had been tabled out of necessity.
"So pray tell, Riverpaw, how will we let the humans know we are friendly when the very sight of us sends them into fits?" White Claw asked.
"Evercloud will tell them," Riverpaw said simply.
"Of course," White Claw said whimsically, feigning idiocy. "A man they have never met, filthy from travel and adorned in clothes they have never seen before, will tell them he can speak to bears and will convince them we are not to be feared. Why didn't I think of that?"
Evercloud couldn't help but chuckle at White Claw's sarcasm.
"Well, fine," Riverpaw said. "Then how are we going to question villagers about rumors of the ancients?"
"Don't worry," White Claw said. "I have a plan. Wait until we reach a stream we can rest beside, and I will explain it to you."
When the travelers finally reached a stream, they dipped their heads down to the cool water and drank their fill. The sun was well on its way to setting, and it made sense to rest on the bank until morning. They were all very tired, but Riverpaw and Evercloud wanted to hear White Claw's plan. So as they relaxed under the cool night sky, White Claw laid it out for them.
"In order to obtain any information from humans, we will need to blend into their world. And when I say we, I mean Evercloud. You and I, Riverpaw, should not allow ourselves to be seen with him. It would ruin any chance he has of seeming like other humans. Now, if I am correct in judging our location," White Claw continued, "we are a few miles south of a village called Yorbrook, and roughly 10 miles north of a village called Hendrick. In the morning, Evercloud, you will bathe in the stream and use your claw to cut off all your hair. Try to shave as close to your scalp as possible. That should give you a style that's acceptable to the villagers, at least more than the hair you have now."
This didn't sit well with Evercloud, as he had not cut his hair in a very long time. He liked his shoulder-length dreadlocks, tied back with a leather strap, but he also knew not to argue.
"I will travel north to Yorbrook tonight and return with clothing for Evercloud to wear into the village," White Claw said. "In fact, I should leave soon if I want to be back with enough time to rest before morning."
"What if you're caught?" Riverpaw asked. "Shouldn't we go with you?"
"Don't worry, I won't be caught, and I want the two of you to be fully rested," White Claw said. "We will head south for Hendrick in the morning. Tomorrow could be a difficult day. It's best that I leave now."
And with that, White Claw ran off into the night.
"I'm starting to think my father has a bit of a communication problem," Riverpaw said to his cousin.
Evercloud just shrugged. Then he stretched out and fell asleep. It was very dark when White Claw returned to the stream, and Riverpaw and Evercloud were fast asleep.
"Get up!"
he yelled, gasping for breath. White Claw nudged Riverpaw forcefully and yelled again,
"Get up!"
Riverpaw rose quickly, eyes wide.
"What is it? Did you get the clothes?"
"I have the clothes," White Claw said, "but the plan has changed. We must move now."
Evercloud jumped to his feet. He couldn't see in the darkness, and neither could the bears, but their senses were better than his. White Claw spoke to his right.
"Evercloud, get on my back. We have to run."
The urgency in White Claw's voice warned Evercloud and Riverpaw not to ask questions, so the young man promptly climbed onto his uncle's back.
"Riverpaw," White Claw called, "cross the stream and run south. Do not stop until I tell you to. Do you understand me?"
"Yes, father,"
Riverpaw answered. Evercloud hung on tight as White Claw crossed the stream, and he wondered what had happened to cause an emergency exit like this. He briefly turned to look north, and immediately saw what they were running from. Dotting the horizon were the flaming torches of a mob. White Claw had not gone unnoticed in Yorbrook, and now the citizens were after them. The bears crossed the stream and ran south at a ferocious pace. Evercloud kept his body low to cause as little wind resistance as he could, but he also kept his eyes on the flames behind them. If he couldn't aid in the escape, he would at least serve as a lookout. However noble Evercloud's sentiments were, they were ultimately futile. The men had no chance against the speed of two full-grown bears, and the travelers rapidly put distance between them and their pursuers. The bears had run almost all the way to the village of Hendrick before White Claw finally called for them to stop.
"Enough, Riverpaw. We must take cover."
The sky had become a little lighter during their escape, and Evercloud could now see large clumps of trees and brush. White Claw found one particularly dense group of trees and led them inside. Once again, the travelers were shrouded in complete darkness.
"Sleep," White Claw commanded. "We will be safe."
Evercloud rolled off his uncle's back and curled up on the soft ground. They were all completely exhausted, and no one had the least bit of trouble falling into a dreamless sleep.
"Father?"
Riverpaw asked with fear in his voice the next morning. White Claw groaned loudly and stretched. The sun was now high in the sky, and Evercloud and Riverpaw could see exactly what had happened to White Claw the night before. The elder bear's face was matted with blood, and there was a deep wound where his left eye had been. White Claw looked back at his son with sadness as tears welled in Riverpaw's eyes.
"Do you now understand, my son, why men are to be feared?"
Riverpaw's tears never fell, and were instead burned off in the heat of his rage.
"They will pay with blood," Riverpaw croaked. "I'll rip the flesh from their bones for what they've done. I'll crush their bodies to pulp. I'll...
"Riverpaw," White Claw said calmly, "they react in fear. I knew this before I went into the village."
"Why?"
Riverpaw cried.
"Why? We have done nothing to them. We would have gladly bartered for clothes were it not for their prejudices. We live our lives protecting our land and our families no differently than they do. And yet they attack us without compassion, as if we were monsters. Does a man lose his eye for theft? Does he? I hate them."
Riverpaw ran to the nearest tree and swung at it with all his frustration and rage. It splintered upon impact and fell to the ground. Evercloud sat, quiet as a mouse, wishing he could disappear. He knew he hadn't caused White Claw's wound, and he knew that when Riverpaw spoke of men, he wasn't referring to him. But he was human and felt guilt. White Claw walked over to his son and touched him with his paw.
"Channel your anger," he said. "We quest for change."
Riverpaw looked at his father, and the hatred melted from his eyes.
"From the moment we left the kingdom," White Claw continued, "everything we do is for change. We quest for the power of the ancients so we can unite all of Efenthorea under the knowledge of what is right. We quest for peace. We quest for our lives and our souls. Channel your anger, my son. Evercloud is our hope. We will not fail."
Riverpaw's eyes again filled with tears, and this time they fell freely down his face. He looked at Evercloud, and the young man's heart stung with pain. Evercloud stood and walked to the bears, resting each of his hands upon them.
"You are my family, and your pain is mine," he said. "What must I do?"
White Claw took a sack that was tied around his neck and gave it to Evercloud. Evercloud looked inside and found clothes.
The plan continues, White Claw said. Go to the stream.
Evercloud did as he was told. The cool water felt good on Evercloud's skin. He took a stone from the stream's bed and scrubbed it against himself, partially because he knew the stone would help remove the dirt from his body, but he also scrubbed himself as a sort of penance. It was not logical, but he felt responsible for what had happened to White Claw. He scrubbed until his skin was red. It was sobering, and somehow made him feel better. Once he finished, Evercloud waded back to the bank and unsheathed his claw. Then he cut the dreadlocks from his head. One by one, he sawed them loose and watched as they floated downstream. When he had cut all the dreadlocks, he set to shaving off what remained. Evercloud's mission was to blend in, and he was sure men in the village didn't shave their heads by themselves in streams, so it would be important not to miss a spot. He dragged the blades of the claw across his scalp with precision, guiding them along with his fingers. Over and over, he dragged the blades until he was sure he had gotten every bit. Evercloud ran his palm over his head when he finished, feeling the transformation. And that was exactly how it felt to him. This was his metamorphosis. This was the moment when everything needed to change. There could be no more failure, no more giving it your best shot. He dipped his bare head into the water and ran his hands over his smooth scalp. He left the stream and shook what water he could off his body. Then Evercloud reached for the sack containing his new clothes and pulled out a pair of leather trousers. As he pulled them up, he realized they were a bit too big. However, he drew the string that laced through the waist and tied them as tightly as he could. A pair of leather boots were also in the sack, and thankfully they fit well. Lastly, there was a brown shirt made of rough fabric, and it chafed Evercloud's skin as he put it on. He was not used to wearing shirts in warm weather, but at least the shirt was sleeveless. Evercloud looked at his reflection in the stream and did not feel as fearsome as he had felt after cutting his hair off. He wanted to look like a warrior, yet he looked rather common. I suppose that's the point, he thought. Evercloud returned to the bears to find White Claw drawing in the sand with his claw while Riverpaw watched intently. When White Claw saw Evercloud, he motioned for him to come and sit.
I was going over the plan with Riverpaw while you were away, he said. This is what we will need you to do.
Evercloud pulled at his shirt as White Claw explained.
Your main objective will be to enter the village and learn what you can about any rumors of the ancients. It is important for you to learn as much as you can without raising suspicions. Be careful of how you enter into conversations with people. Most humans worship the holy and will not take kindly to talk of the ancients. I have heard that in some villages it is prohibited by law to do so. That is where Riverpaw and I will come in. Find the authorities. Tell them you are from Yorbrook and you were assaulted by bandits just outside the village. That should send them out where Riverpaw and I will be waiting. This will free you to ask about the ancients without being reported. I suggest visiting a tavern. Humans have been known to be friendlier when imbibing ales. Also, before you leave the village, make sure to visit a medic and purchase a salve for open wounds. My head wound should be treated, and we may find the salve handy in the future. Here is some of the currency used by humans.
White Claw then looked sternly at Evercloud.
Only use it on purchasing the salve.
Evercloud nodded, and White Claw continued.
Once the sun is roughly 2 hours from setting, leave the village and follow the stream south. Riverpaw and I will catch up to you there. Have you got all that?
Yes, Uncle.
Good. Now go ahead, White Claw said. You'll need as much time as possible.
Evercloud stood and then turned toward the village.
Oh, and Evercloud, White Claw said, make sure to use a human name. Don't use your real name.
Yes, Uncle, Evercloud replied. Well, he thought, this is it.